Honda Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Case 4 of BSC discovered. We've got details in just a moment.
We were number 7009.
We were number 901.
I'll never forget. We were number 615.
These families are among the thousands that benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. Like Don Denny of Creek County. He called and registered the abandoned well site on his property. Now his restored land is used for Little League Baseball. Don Denny's restoration is number 4,725. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
On Tuesday afternoon, USDA confirmed that as a part of its ongoing monitoring of livestock in the United States, an atypical case of BSE, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, has been detected in a dairy cow in Central California. We don't know the age of that cow at this particular point. The animal was not presented for slaughter for human consumption, but rather for rendering, never posed a risk to the food supply or to human health. Dr. Guy Lotter-Reagan is a food safety professor at Texas Tech University, was utilized yesterday in a conference call by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association to offer an authority, an expert, to answer questions of the agricultural trade media. And he was asked about this atypical case. Indeed, it makes it the third atypical case that's been found in the United States. Three of the four cases we've had in the United States are these atypical cases, which really makes it just a wild card that you find on a very rare instance.
BSE is not contagious, and what that means is it's not spread by casual contact between animals.
Right.
And the only way in nature that we know that classical BSE has been spread is through the feed. And obviously that tells us how to effectively control it in animal populations.
Right.
In terms of the atypical BSE, it's just so rare that our understanding of the feed transmission or the potential for it is more limited. But certainly there is the possibility that it is not transmitted through the feed and it is just a spontaneous event within the animal, because most of the atypical cases that have been identified are in much older animals.
And Dr. Lotter-Reagan points out that cases 2 and 3 in the United States were atypical, most recent in 2006. Now this atypical case, 6 years later, totally random. And he says that that is kind of the modus operandi of these atypical cases, about 60 of them total ever in the entire world at this point.
If you look at the 60 cases that occur around the world, they appear to occur quite randomly. Yeah. And are independent of a BSE epidemic, say in Europe, where they have sufficient numbers of cases to epidemiologically model the epidemic. The atypical cases occur independent of that, which would indicate that it is distinct from the BSE epidemic and may actually be a spontaneous, extremely rare event in older animals.
Dr. Guy Lotter-Reagan of Texas Tech University on this case for a BSE found in the U.S. of A. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's this Saturday, April 28th, Cole Sand Creek Ranch's Spring Simangas Seed Stock Production Cattle Sale. Now, the sale starts at 1 p.m. at the ranch, Okemah, Oklahoma, offering 23 yearling Simmental Angus bulls, 17 heifer, and 19 cows with some pairs. For more information, give them a call today, 817-301-7149, or go online to ColeSandCreekRanch.com. The Cole Sand Creek Ranch's Spring Simangas Seed Stock Production Sale this Saturday, April 28th at the ranch, Okemah, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.